We now present another episode in the radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfrid Bramble as Albert.
There they are, nearly finished. Just bung them in the oven at regular number 9 and they'll come out lovely. I hope that good-for-nothing son of mine doesn't come in and open the oven door. They won't rise.
Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
Why is it? If ever I do bring a bird back home, he lets me down. It must be deliberate. I mean, no one could be like it all the time. He just can't bear to let me out of his sight. Do you know what? I think he's dead jealous.
And here they are in The Bird.
That's that, then.
Aye?
I said that's that, then.
That's what, then?
That is. I've finished for the day.
Have you fed the horse?
Of course I've fed the horse. I wouldn't have said that's that, then, if I hadn't.
Have you wrapped him up?
Yes, I've wrapped him up. Look, when I say that's that, that means I've done it all. It means I've finished. Gordon Bennett, if you don't know that, after all these years...
You could have forgotten.
Well, I haven't forgotten. I've fed him. I've wrapped him up. I've put the cart away. I've put the bar across the gates. I've done it all. I've finished. That's that, then.
Did you take his collar off?
I told you. I'll do it in a minute. Anyway, it'll keep his neck warm.
Now, wonder that horse. He's got round shoulders. That great heavy thing left on him all the time. You wouldn't like it. He can't feed properly with that collar on. When he puts his head in the nose bag, it slips down and wallops his ears.
Well, he's too skinny, ain't he? I told you before, you ought to get rid of him. I'm sorry, Dad. I just can't get worked up about him.
Careless. Well, come on. Let's get these batteries sorted out.
Oh, I don't know why you waste your time. Dead torch batteries. What good are they?
I've got a steady custom in torch batteries.
They are dead. They ain't no good.
They are when you put them in the oven and warm them up. You get another couple of hours out of them that way. I made a lot of money in the war when you couldn't get number 8 batteries. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember. I was fighting for my country during the war.
Well, I was doing my bit as well. You couldn't get number 8 batteries, and you couldn't see where you were going in the blackout without a torch. And anyway, I was in the first lot. That was a war, that was. Not like the picnic you was in.
Picnic? I was at Dunkirk, mate. I went right through Africa, right up Italy, and straight out to Burma.
Yeah, well, you were on the move all the time, weren't you? You saw the world. I was stuck in the same trench for 4 years, I was.
Oh, God, here we go.
Landers. We were real soldiers, we were. If it hadn't been for the perishing officers, we could have won that war by 1916. Lions led by donkeys, that's what the Germans called us.
Oh, blimey, look at him. Leo the lion.
You show a bit of respect for an old soldier, you hear me? That's where I got me leg. That was mortally wounded in the line of battle. That's what they told my mum.
How could you have been mortally wounded? You're only mortally wounded if you snuff it.
Don't you tell me I was wounded. It was in the leg. I was in a terrible state. It was touch and go.
Touch and go? Go on, then show us your scar. Come on, show us your scar. I mean, you can't have a mortal wound without having a scar. Come on, show us your scar.
Get out of it. Leave my leg alone.
Nah, you've been living off that leg for 40 years, ain't you? You're always moaning about it. Come on, show up.
Get out of it.
Nah, you ain't got one, have you?
I have.
No, you haven't. You ain't even got a pension.
I got a scar. It's up here on me thigh.
Yeah, shifting apart a bit, ain't it? And last year it was down there on your shin.
Well, it's the shrapnel. It moves about.
Go on, take your trousers down. Come on, let's have a look. Look, if you've got a scar, I'll take the horse collar off. There you are. I can't say fairer than that, can I? Come on.
Oh, I got medals in that drawer.
I don't want to see your medals. I want to see your scar. Come on, lovely. I'll show you, Scott.
I'll show you the back of my hand in a minute. You're not too old for a clout around the ear, you know.
Oh, well, go on. Have a go. Go on, go on, go on. Go on, see you have a go. Just this once. Go on, just see how far you go. Go on, go on. There. Go on, try and angle on me like you used to. Go on. Yeah, you used to wallop me a lot in the old days, didn't you? Big man, weren't you? When I was 7. I got scars all right on the bumps. Look, if I didn't have a good head of hair on my head, they'd look horrible. I got scars.
I was only trying to bring you up proper. I only did it for your own good. I only did what I thought was right. After your mum went, I was on my own. I had to look after the business, look after you. I had your education to worry about.
You didn't worry about that for long, did you? I mean, you had me up on a cart when I was 12.
I had to, son. It was getting too much for me on my own, and my leg was playing me up.
Don't keep on about your rotten, lousy leg.
Now, look, son.
Son? When was I ever a son to you? Cheap labour, that's all I was.
Well, doesn't work out too bad. You've got a good business here. You haven't had a bad life.
What sort of a life have I had? On the cart at 12, in the army at 18, back on the cart at 22. And that's all I've done. 37 years old, 4 in the army, 21 on the cart. Well, I ain't going on much longer.
What do you mean?
Never you mind.
Where are you going?
I'm going in the kitchen.
Aren't you
going
to help me put these batteries in the oven?
No, I ain't got time. I've got to get ready.
What are you getting ready for?
I'm going out.
What, again?
Yes, again.
You went out last night.
Well, no, I went out last night, and I'm going out tonight as well. Then I wouldn't be surprised if I went out again tomorrow night. All right?
Where are you going, then?
Just out.
Yeah, but where?
Nowhere. Just out, that is all.
Oh, you can't go out without going anywhere.
Well, I can, and I'm going. Out.
What time will you be in?
I don't know. I might be late. I might be very late.
Well, what are you going to do, then?
Now, look, I'm your 37-year-old son. I'm not your 16-year-old daughter. I mean, nobody's going to try anything on me. I mean, no one's going to get me up a dark alleyway. I mean, no one's going to drag me out with vintage cider and have a go at me. I'm not a Judy, Dad. I'm a bloke. You're worrying like I was a Judy or something. It's not natural going like that. It's dark.
I'd better see if them batteries is cooked. You know, Perry Mason's on tonight.
What? Yes, on now. Hello.
Thought you'd be staying in to watch it.
No, I'm going out.
Only, you usually stay in and watch it.
Yes, well, I don't fancy it tonight. You know, I mean, you get into a rut, don't you?
Yeah. I thought you liked Perry Mason.
Yeah, he's all right.
Well, why don't you stay in and watch him?
I happen to have made arrangements to go out.
Oh, you're meeting somebody then?
So now you know. I'm meeting somebody.
Oh. Where'll you be? If I want to get in touch with you, you know, in case something happens.
You're fishing, ain't you?
No, I'm not. It's important. I'm not a young man anymore. You never know when I want to get in touch with you, me heart being what it is. Where'll you be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you could try the Silver Grill at the Savoy or the American Bar at the Ritz. I haven't made my mind up yet.
You're having a shave, then?
Oh, well.
You had a shave yesterday. I've never known you to have 2 shaves in a week before. Must be something special if you have to have a shave.
Don't keep talking to me when I'm shaving. This is sharp. I've just owned it. Well, I don't want to go out with a bird with bits of fag paper stuck all over my face, do I?
Ah. Now, you're going out with a bird, are you? Oh, I see. So that's what you're getting all tarted up for. Oh, I see. That's the way the wind's blowing. Birds now, is it?
Oh, so now you know. I'm going out with a bird. Is that all right with you, Dad? I mean, can I go out, Dad? Can I go out with a girl, Dad? I won't be like Dad. I won't get her into trouble, Dad. Is that all right? Please, can I go out? Please, Dad,
not so much, Lip.
Oh, God, blimey. You're like an old hen, you are.
Why?
It's ridiculous. I'm old enough to go out with a bird if I want.
I didn't say you wasn't, didn't I? And you can come and go as you please. Nobody's trying to stop you.
Oh, no. Well, blimey, it's like living in a cage, you know. I'll have to dig a tunnel to get out of here soon. Now then, where's that Lama Jamaica after shave lotion? Oh,
I don't mind you going out. I like to see you enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself while you're young. Because when you're old, nobody will worry about you. When you're left, all on your own.
You poor old man. Oh, you got nothing to live for, have you? Here you are. Come on, take my razor, cut your throat. Go on, pull yourself out of your misery.
Get that thing away from me.
No, go on.
You'd like to see me off, wouldn't you? It's come to that now, ain't it? It's the first time you've said it, but it's been on your mind, ain't it? I seen you looking at me.
Oh, look, I was only joking about the razor. Well, it was just that, well, you was getting on my wick a bit, that's all.
Never thought I'd hear my own son want to do myself in. That's when it's hard. Your own flesh and blood!
I said I was only joking.
That's all right. I'll make arrangements in the morning and I'll be off. The old people's home. I should have done it a long time ago. I've got a few bobs saved up. I'll be all right.
Oh, God.
What are you sitting down for? You'd better get a move on if you're going out.
I ain't going.
You don't have to stop in here because of me.
No, it's not worth it.
Ah, stop kicking that chair. You'll hurt it.
It's my chair.
That's vandalism, that is. Wanton destruction.
But I ain't no good. It ain't worth 2 half crowns.
That's where you're wrong. That's a good chair. Queen Anne, that is. Look at them legs. Ball and claw, they are.
Ball and claw ain't Queen Anne.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
Well, what is it then?
I don't know. But it ain't Queen Anne. Queen Anne's legs is thick and bandy.
Why, it's antique anyway.
How can it be antique with foam rubber seats? Foam rubber in antique times? Oh, you ain't half ignorant, aren't you? It's like that Elizabethan cocktail cabinet you bought. You believed them. 25 nicker you gave them. I told you they didn't have cocktails in them days. Oh, no, you knew, didn't you? Taking it up to the British Museum to have it valued. Oh, I mean, you're just making us look a laughing stock in the trade, that is all. You got any old junk? Take it round to Specto and Son. Oh, wait till the old man's in by himself. Sell him anything. Yeah, I haven't forgotten that Georgian record player either.
That was Georgian.
Yeah, George the Sixth.
We can all make mistakes.
Oh.
Hey, leave that chair alone. If you're not going to go out, don't kick the furniture to bits.
No, I've been a prisoner all my life. I might as well go on like it. I'm like that dog you had. You never let him out in case he ran away. Been here for 10 years he was. Never once outside the yard.
Oh, it was for his own good. Look what happened to him when he did get out. He got run over.
Yeah, well, of course he did. He'd never seen a car before.
I missed that dog, I do. He never left me on my own. I missed that dog.
Yeah, well, you can get yourself another dog, because you ain't shining me up in the yard. Where's my shirt?
I thought you said you were staying in.
Yeah, well, I decided not to. Well, I'm going out.
You're going to meet this girl.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to meet her. Here, what do you think of my Italian striped shirt, eh?
Oh, nice. Very nice.
What time will it be in?
Now, don't start that all over
again. Oh, I just want to know. I want to know whether to wait up here or not.
Well, it depends, don't it? If I'm lucky, I might be out all night. If I'm not, I'll be home early.
Will you be going out tomorrow as well?
I expect so. Oh, yes, I expect we'll be seeing a lot of each other. Oh, yes, she's very impressed with me.
Why not bring her back home here?
Been earlier? I've only just met her. I don't want to put her off.
Well, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? Are you ashamed of your own home?
No, it's not that. I mean, it's all right for you and me, but well, birds is different, you know. All that clobber on. They got to be careful where they sit. I mean, I mean, you couldn't ask her to sit on that sofa. And suppose she flopped down on that bit of gas pipe. What she'd have thought of me?
We've got some chairs out in the yard. I could easily get them in. They've been undercover. And they're not wet or anything. I'll have a bit of a clean-up. Yeah, I'll clean the place up. And you bring her home. We could have a nice evening like other people do. I'll make a nice change. There hasn't been a bird in here since your mother left us. Bring her home to dinner.
Oh, go.
Yeah, and I'll get some fish and chips in on plates, proper like. With knives and forks and some gherkins and a tin of fruit or something. Some evaporated milk. What do you think?
Well, it sounds all right. I'll think about it. Yes, let me think about it, eh? I'll sort of put it to her. See what she says, you know. Only you've got to be careful, because I only just met her. I mean, she might not bottle it. You know, going back to a bloke's place so soon. See, she don't know you're here. You know, I mean, she don't know me. I might be a bit of a dodgy customer for all she knows. I mean, getting her back to my place, I might be working me loaf. I might be off to a bit of the old what's it. I mean, it's very, very, very delicate.
Well, you ask her.
Yes, I will. Yes, we'll see, eh? Oh, well, I better be going now. Well, I don't want to keep hanging about.
Cheerio, then.
Cheerio.
Don't forget to ask her.
No, I won't. Cheerio, then.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, then. Then there's half a bar, I'm out of my wages.
What? Another one? That's 30 bob you've had this week. She's costing a lot of money, this bird, ain't she? I hope you're getting your money's worth.
Ooh. You ain't all crude, ain't you? Of course, that is what you are.
Here you are.
Ain't you got a cleaner note? All the germs there must be on this. Hold up. See you later.
Good riddance. Got a good mind to go out myself. I could get a better bird than him, even at my age. Put me other teeth in, I'll be all right. Don't suppose the pally's changed much. Let's twist again, like we did last summer. Let's twist again. Oh, caught me knee. I think I have got a bad leg.
Hi, I'm Dad. Roxanne will be here in a minute. Well, you did ask me to invite her out for dinner.
Oh, she ought to get herself moving. She's late.
Yes, candlelight is very romantic. That's a pity the candles ain't all the same height, though. But they look very nice all the same. Hey, Dad, what do you reckon we ought to have with the fish and chips? Do you think we ought to have an ock or a pulley pussy?
I don't care. Any colour will do me.
He's going to let me down. No, I can see it, my love. But I think we'll have the ox to start off with and a pulley fussy with the pudding. And don't make a noise when you eat. Oh, yes. These two bottles will do very nicely. Here, we don't want all these candles on, do we? Oh, blimey, it's like an oven in here. I'll put a couple out for a start anyway. Oh, that's better.
Well, what do you think of me?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's very nice. Collar and tie as well. That's very presentable.
Is it the suit I got married in?
Very smart.
Yeah, I'll put me medals on. Do you think she'll approve?
Oh, yes. I don't think you ought to wear the cap, though, do you?
Why not? It's me best one.
Yes, but it's not right. I mean, not in the house. It's a bit Andy Cap, isn't it?
Well, I always keep me cap on in the house.
Yeah, but not when we got guests. It's just not done.
All right.
Oh, very nice.
Now, you combed your hair.
Let's have a good look at her. Yeah, you... do look nice. Why can't you look like that all the time? No, you ought to take more pride in your appearance. You can look nice when you want to, you see. Just a minute.
What's the matter?
You dirty old man. You ain't washed yourself. You done yourself up and you ain't washed yourself.
Yes, I have. Let me go.
No, you ain't. Look at your neck. It's filthy. Go and wash yourself.
I've had a wash.
I'm not talking about VE Day. I'm talking about today. You're filthy.
It's me skin. I'm dark skinned.
Go and have a wash.
No.
Look. You asked me to bring this bird home. Now, you have a wash. You're not sitting down to dinner like that. I don't like it, and Roxanne certainly won't like it. I mean, she comes from a clean family. They've got a bath in their house. I mean, it's not the horse we're having into dinner. It's a girl.
She won't notice. I'll sit with me back to the light.
You'll have a wash.
I'll turn me collar up.
Are you going to wash or not?
Not.
Then I'll do it for you. Come on, into the kitchen.
Ow! Mind my business.
Come on.
Mind my shoes.
Come on.
Let go of me. Let go. Get away.
Now, you put your horrible little head under that sink. Come on. Soap powder we need now. Just a little sprinkling. And the scrubbing brush.
Stop it! Stop it!
I'll get the police.
Assaulting
an old man.
Ow, you're hurting!
I can't get me breath.
Oh,
my heart. The
heart. The
cold water's done for me.
Let's have a look at your face. Quick, nurse, the flannel. Oh, you dirty old man. Go, look at it coming off. When was the last time your face saw the light of day? There.
I'll get you for this.
There you are. There's a towel. Come on, dry your face and comb your hair. That's better. You're like a newborn baby now.
I won't forget this, Mary. Oh, the strain. I'm too old.
Oh, comb your hair. There you are, you see. You look quite respectable
I'll
now.
I'll catch pneumonia. I know I will. You shouldn't have done it.
I'll turn it in. Go on, blimey, you've only had a wash. Go on, go and sit by the candles if you're cold.
She's late, isn't she? Are you sure she's coming? If I've had this wash for nothing, I'll...
All women is late. They've got to be late. Otherwise, it makes them look too eager. It puts a bloke off. She'll be here. Another thing, before she gets here, no dirty jokes. I know what you are.
What do you mean?
She don't like them. She's very refined.
You don't have to tell me how to behave in front of a lady. I know how to conduct myself.
Yeah. All right, then. And what's your language? After you've had a couple, you always let a few slip.
I do not.
Every other word. Now, you watch yourself. What do you think you're doing?
Oh, I was only trying to have a bit of bread. I'm hungry.
Well, I'm hungry too. You just have to wait, won't you? If you invite people round, you have to wait for them, don't you?
She won't notice if one little roll's gone.
No, it's bad manners.
Well, she should be here on time. It's bad manners to be late and all. It's already late without her being late. I like my dinner at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock for dinner? Oh, that dead working class, that is dead. With society, people never have their dinner before 8 o'clock. 6 o'clock is no good for Roxanne. And she's got to get home from the factory and get changed. Well, you can't expect her to turn up in her overalls and a turban.
Well, it's 8:30 by my old grandfather's clock, and you know it keeps perfect time, that clock. There. What's this spoon for?
Soup. What does it look like?
Could have been a pudding spoon.
You don't put pudding spoons down the side. Pudding spoons lays across the top with a fork going the opposite way. That's for the asparagus soup.
Ooh, like soup. Let's have some soup now. She won't know.
There ain't enough for two helpings.
Well, don't tell her we're having soup, and then when she gets here, we'll whack straight on with the fish and chips.
Oh, ain't that typical. As long as you've got your gut full, it don't matter about other people, does it? We might as well start on the fish and chips as well and just give her the pudding. You ain't starting till she gets here.
That's right. You keep a look out of the window. Is she coming?
I can't see her.
I reckon she's giving you the elbow. She ain't coming. Let's start.
She's coming. She promised she's coming. Of course she's coming.
How many times have you taken this bird out?
Twice.
Oh, well, that's it then. Third time unlucky. They never turn up the third time unless they mean to go on with it. And it don't look like she does. Let's start.
Well, see, I'm very late.
Nearly an hour. Does she usually keep you waiting then?
Well, by most birds.
Oh, dear. She's got you on a string, ain't she? I wouldn't let her make a mug out of me. I know what I'd do if I was you.
What?
I'd have the soup for a start.
Just eat your roll and shut up.
I bet them fish and chips is getting dried up. Is that soup burning?
No.
Just seems a shame. Fine boy like you. If you let her treat you like this now, what's it going to be later on? Your life won't be your own. She'll twist you around her little finger. A boy like you deserves something better than that. Not a bird who doesn't turn up, going out with other blokes.
Who says she's out with another bloke?
Well, she ain't here, is she? I mean, if she was so keen on you, she'd be here, wouldn't she? I mean, she should be here, shouldn't she?
Oh, I can't get her dinner in.
Well, if she didn't want to come, why didn't she say so? Well, she didn't have to humiliate me, but she only had to say.
Here you are.
Just as well, all the more for us.
Who do I think I am? Who do they think they are?
What are you doing? That was my soup.
No wonder these girls get themselves duffed up. I could do them myself.
Oh, I'll go and get the fish and chips.
Oh, I made a right joy out of myself. And candles.
Hey! You nearly hit me with that lot. Here's your fish and chips. Sit down, lad. Sit down. Forget all about her. Eat your dinner. I'll split her as her party.
I don't want any dinner.
Don't let her upset you, son. She's not worth it.
And you're just as bad as she is. Where's your plate?
No. That was my dinner.
I've spent good money on her. She's got no right to do it. Who does she think she is?
Well, that was my... It's her. Don't let her in yet. I'll get her dinner ready. You've made a mess of the fish, but some of the chips ain't too bad. I'll scrape most of the dirt. I'll scrape off them. Here, you go and answer the door.
Well?
Hello, Harold.
You're a bit late, aren't you?
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Oh, well, just a few minutes, perhaps. I shouldn't let me in.
What for?
Well, you asked me round for dinner.
Oh, did I? Would you excuse me a moment? Give me that plate of fish and chips, Dad, would you?
Here you are, son.
Thank you. Well, what's on? Here is your dinner. I hope you enjoy it. Go on, take it.
But don't come back round here again, ever.
Come on, Dick.
That's the way they treat him. Yeah. I'm proud of you, son. Yeah, we don't need women here. We're better off on our own.
Get a right clip if she comes around again, I'll tell you.
Come on. Let's go and watch Perry Mason.
Yeah.
You sit down there, son.
Right.
Take your boots off. Make yourself comfortable. Here, have a fag.
Thank you.
I'll open a bottle of hock. You sit there and close your eyes for a minute. I'll go and do it.
Where did she think she was?
Poor boy looks worn out. Oh, I better put the old grandfather clock right, though, before he finds out I put it on an hour.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Marianne Stone as Roxanne. Written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton, adapted for radio by Gail Pedrick, and produced by Bobby J.